Listen to the actual Yelp review by Pastor Robles Class from our happy customer. I had a tough time deciding whether it was worth the money to replace my single pane aluminum windows with new efficient ones. Only so much money and multiple things that could be updated in my house. Brandon and Steven just left my house after spending 2 days putting in all the new Milgard Trinzic windows. Best money I have ever spent. I never imagined new windows could change the look of a house so much. The best part was all the time that Brandon and Steven took showing pride in their work, making sure I was taken care of as their customer. The customer service they provided made every dollar I spent worth it. I would recommend Paso Robles Glass and their staff to anyone looking to get glass work done. Too bad more companies don't operate and care about their customers like Paso Robles Glass does. A really refreshing experience. Signed by our customer, Eric R.
Paso Robles Glass, the Milgard Replacement Window Masters. Call for your free in-home sales consultation for Milgard Trinzic Windows and Doors. 805-238-4014. H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000. The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, November 25th, 2024. I'm Kevin Will.
New unprocessed ballot report and election results by Clerk Recorder's Office. Supervisor candidate to be sentenced for election fraud charges. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy skies with some rain today. Highs in the upper 50s. It's 48 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Clear Choice Property Management, locally owned and operated. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Idler's Home. More of what you want for your home since 1954. Idler's Home. The County Clerk Recorder's Office released its latest unprocessed ballot report and election results on Saturday, November 23rd. According to the latest election results, none of the races for Paso Robles, Atascadero, and Templeton school districts or city council have seen significant changes. All candidates who are ahead remain so by significant margins. In the Atascadero Unified School District, Jody M. Taylor has widened the gap to Ronnie DeCoster by nearly 200 votes. According to the unprocessed ballot report, there is a total of 6,274 ballots that still need to be counted. The next update will be provided on Wednesday, November 27th by 5 p.m. by the Clerk Recorder's Office. 55-year-old Michelle Morrow is scheduled to be sentenced in January for charges of filing false nomination or declaration of papers and fraudulent voting. The county DA's office says this is part of a plea deal Morrow made on Monday the 18th, where charges of voter registration fraud and perjury will be dropped. Morrow was a write-in candidate for District 3 supervisor, but she lived outside of District 3 and inside District 4. She signed a lease to rent a room in Grover Beach, but the DA's office says she continued to live in District 4 while running for office in District 3. The DA's office says she faces a maximum sentence of 6 months in jail and 2 years probation. Traffic collision on US 101 Wilsona Road intersection with minor injuries. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
As the holiday season approaches, the savings are shining bright at Idler's Home. Get ready to unwrap amazing deals on furniture, mattresses, appliances, and more. These festive offers include up to 25% off all furniture. Treat yourself to restful nights. Save up to $800 on select adjustable mattresses. And keep the celebration going with in-stock appliances at the year's best prices you won't want to miss. Idler's Home. Now that's how we say holiday cheer delivered. Shop idlershome.com this Black Friday.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. The California Highway Patrol released a statement on Friday regarding a traffic collision that took place late last week. The two-vehicle traffic incident occurred on the southbound US 101 at the Wilsona Road intersection. A driver of a Ford F-450 towing a horse trailer attempted to cross the intersection eastbound, traveling directly in front of another vehicle that was heading southbound on the 101. The vehicle crashed into the horse trailer, causing minor injuries to both parties. CHP says one of the horses in the trailer sustained injuries. A reminder that there is no Atascadero City Council meeting scheduled for this week. According to the City Council meeting schedule, the Atascadero City Council has only one remaining meeting this year, December 10th, 2024. Additionally, there is no Passerable School Board meeting scheduled tomorrow night. The El Camino Homeless Organization announced they have received a $5,000 donation to the Spectrum's Employee Community Grants Program. Spectrum is a suite of advanced communication services offered by Charter Communications Incorporated, which provides services to 41 states in the U.S. The Spectrum Employee Community Grant has distributed more than $1.5 million to nearly 40 organizations since its inception in 2019. Echo held a check presentation on Friday, November 22nd, and was joined by Supervisor Debbie Arnold. The 40th Annual Thanksgiving Dinner in Paso Robles is coming up on the 28th at Centennial Park. From 12 to 2 p.m., this event will offer a free Thanksgiving meal to dine in or to go for individuals or families. Here's Linda Sturmer, a volunteer for the Thanksgiving dinner, on how much this annual event has grown.
We were serving about 400 or 500 meals, something like that. Well, now we're up to like 1,500. That's what we project for and what we, prepare all the food for is 1,500. So it's a big event that whole week. We're working our butts off the entire week.
Linda also says the Thanksgiving dinner offers not just a meal, but a place to get together as a community on a day where some may not have friends or family to dine with.
Everyone just wants to be, I think, with someone on Thanksgiving. It's a hug in the heart day, I think, for a lot of people. And sometimes that's the only communication that they may have with an outside person, you know. So it's good that they can come and enjoy the day.
The Thanksgiving dinner is made possible exclusively through donations and volunteers. You can visit thanksgivingforpassrobles.com to volunteer or donate. In sports for the NFL, the Broncos defeated the Raiders 29-19, the Eagles over the Rams 37-20, the Packers beat the 49ers 38-10. In Monday Night Football, the Chargers will face the Ravens tonight. And on Friday, November 29th at noon, KPRL will have the Chiefs and Raiders game. In the NBA, the Clippers beat the 76ers 125-99, the Nets over the Kings 108-103, the Cavaliers beat the Raptors 122-108, the Pacers over the Wizards 115-103. Tonight, the Warriors will face the Nets, the Kings will go against Oklahoma City, and the Clippers will face the Celtics. In high school football, Morro Bay defeated Bishop Union 28-20 on Friday. This week is the final round of the CIF playoffs where Morro Bay will take on Selma in the Division 5 championships. Local news was brought to you by Idler's Home. Go to idlershome.com for details. KPRL News Time is 6:14. Now it's time for California News.
California headline news. The Menendez brothers are in court today. Eric and Lyle Menendez to appear virtually at a court hearing where their attorney Mark Garagos will ask that they be resentenced and eventually released.
The attitude is, it's been a roller coaster of emotion, to borrow a cliche. We've had all kinds of ups and downs.
The case of Eric and Lyle Menendez faced renewed interest since the release of a Netflix hit true crime drama series about them. Senator-elect Adam Schiff says President-elect Trump shouldn't have his criminal cases dismissed, but rather paused until he leaves office.
I think the sentencing and further proceedings in the New York case should be deferred until after he leaves office. And likewise, I think further proceedings in the two federal cases should be deferred until he leaves office, but they should not be dismissed.
Trump convicted in the hush money case with a sentencing delayed indefinitely pending motions to dismiss. Gas prices in the state holding steady at $4.44 a gallon, down 2 cents from last week, 16 cents from last month. Jeff Scott, California News.
Febreze. As a rideshare driver, I love keeping my car smelling fresh and clean. So when I'm driving, I only trust Febreze Car Vent Clips, featuring three distinct intensity settings, because it's that little touch that sets me apart. I can turn the intensity down for subtle freshness, or I can turn it up for when I want lots of scent. So whether it's set to low, medium, or high, with Febreze Car, I know my car's going to smell amazing. Mm-hmm. Which keeps my driver rating right where it belongs. Picking up, Oscar! La, 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 la.
It's Black Friday build-up at Lowe's. Get a head start on Black Friday all month long with exclusive deals. Right now, get 25% off select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees just in time for the holidays. And get a free select tool when you buy a select battery or combo kit. So don't wait to save. Shop these deals in-store or online now, because Lowe's knows deals. Valid 11/21 through 11/27 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Are your tires ready for the wet winter roads? Right now through November 25th, 2023, American West Tire and Auto is offering an instant $50 rebate on a set of four Yokohama passenger or light truck tires. That is correct. $50 comes right off the cash register with the purchase of any four Yokohama tires. Check out the Yokohama Avitasen GT, a spirited all-season radio featuring powerful grip on wet or dry roads, and tread wear so long it is backed by a 65,000-mile limited warranty. At American West Tire and Auto in Atascadero, they offer complete car care service, oil changes, brakes, shocks, struts, alignments, and more. American West Tire and Auto, serving you since 1982. Located at 8750 El Camino Real, Atascadero. For a complete listing of all available services, visit AmericanWestTire.com. American West Tire and Auto in Atascadero, your home of Yokohama Tires.
KPRL News continues at 617. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer, Protective Law Corporation, a tax laureate whose comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms. Consumers may have noticed a recent trend in food and beverage products labeled prebiotic or probiotic. The products often say they support a healthy gut or boost your immune system by providing good microbes that are often missing from people's diets. But how can consumers know if these products are really good for them? A new episode of the University of California Davis podcast Unfold took a closer look at the proliferation of probiotics and interviewed Maria Marco, a microbiologist and professor in the Department of Food and Science and Technology at UC Davis. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer, Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report on KPRL brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways to the North County are clear so far this Monday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Cloudy skies with some rain today with highs in the upper 50s, south winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tonight with about an 80% chance of having more rain, lows right around 52, south-southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies early tomorrow with about a 60% chance of showers early, highs in the upper 50s, north-northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Wednesday, mostly cloudy on Thursday and Friday, then partly cloudy this weekend, mostly sunny on Monday next week. Low 60s starting Wednesday, going into Friday, mid-60s on Saturday, upper 60s Sunday, then 68 a week from today. Currently, it is 48 degrees with some showers in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:19.
The most wonderful time of the year is here at Agape Christmas Trees in Templeton.
Proudly serving the community for 18 years.
I'm Logan, and I'll greet you at the entrance.
And I'm Tyler. I'll help you out with your tree.
At Agape, we offer a delightful selection of 9 varieties of Christmas trees, ranging from 2 feet to an impressive 24 feet tall. Plus, you'll find tree stands, beautiful cedar garland, and fresh wreaths to complete your festive decor. Want a tree you can enjoy year after year? Check out our potted trees. We are dedicated to bringing you the freshest trees available with a fresh load delivered weekly.
Take a leisurely stroll through our 80 acres while sipping on hot chocolate by the fire. There's something for everyone here. Enjoy our free bounce house, hop on a tractor or horse and carriage ride. Fun for the whole family. Make Agape Christmas Trees a part of your family tradition.
Visit us at 625 Templeton Road in Templeton. We're open from the day after Thanksgiving until Christmas every day from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Visit agapechristmastrees.com.
Happy Holidays!
Hi, Greg and Lindsay from K-John's Jewelry Company here.
K-John's is a family-owned, upscale jewelry store. Believe me, you'll think you're in some bougie city when you walk in. But we have competitive prices with online jewelers, and we still have small-town, good old-fashioned customer service.
We specialize in engagement rings, custom design, natural and lab-grown diamonds, and unique colored gemstones. We also have an impressive assortment of rocks and minerals, which make for fun and unique gifts.
We have two graduate gemologists on staff and an 11-time national award-winning jewelry designer.
That award-winning designer is Lindsay, but she's too modest to say so.
Aw, thanks, babe.
With a team of 10 awesome people ready to serve you, come by and see us this holiday season.
You'll be welcomed with a big smile and a kind hello, a complimentary jewelry cleaning so you're all sparkled up for the holidays, and even a nice warm coffee.
We are located at 5255 El Camino Real in Atascadero, right between the police station and stagecoach.
When it comes to solar energy, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Atascadero says, quote, Solarponics installed our solar system almost 20 years ago. The installation team was amazing. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. The Solarponics service teams are just as amazing. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing 46 years of install and service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners, is your water heater more than 10 years old? If so, upgrade to a heat pump water heater. Heat pump water heaters are 60% more energy efficient, saving thousands in energy costs. Plus, you'll help reduce carbon emissions. Best of all, you may qualify for up to a 50% rebate when replacing an old gas or propane water heater. Learn more at solarponics.com/waterheating. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Neil Cavuto, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Macy's delaying publication of its third quarter results because of what it says were intentional errors by an employee who allegedly hid millions in delivery expenses, saying it's initiated an independent investigation and identified that a single employee with responsibility for small package delivery expense accounting made erroneous accounting accrual entries, hiding up to $154 million of cumulative delivery expenses from the fourth quarter of 2021 through this third quarter, which ended November 2nd. It also says the actions didn't affect cash management and vendor payments and that the employee no longer works at the company. And Procter & Gamble stock up after D.A. Davidson upgrades it to buy from neutral because of positive China sales. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
Did you know your life insurance is an asset you can sell? I'm Jay Jackson, CEO of Abacus Life. For almost 20 years, Abacus has been purchasing life insurance policies from seniors just like you. And at abacuspays.com, we've created a free policy value calculator so you can find out the worth of your policy in just seconds. There are no fees and no obligations. Get real value from your life insurance when you need it with Abacus. Learn more at abacuspays.com.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Do you use propane for your home or business? Family-owned and operated Delta Liquid Energy has provided local area residents with dependable and courteous propane service since 1936. From home heating and cooking to powering your irrigation engine pump or forklift, Propane can do it all. Don't forget their location. Paso Robles refills propane bottles of all sizes Monday through Friday and has a dump station for your RV. Learn more. Call Delta Liquid Energy 805-239-0616 or go online deltaliquidenergy.com.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers.
Hey there, glad you can make it. Come on in.
Wow, your kitchen looks amazing. So does your whole house.
Thanks. We just had our cabinets refinished by Peek Painting. They did such a fantastic job, we had them come back and paint our whole living area.
I guess you could say they have your stamp of approval.
Yes, sir. Just like everyone else on Google and Yelp. Booking a quote is easy. Just go to peakpainting.com. That's P-E-E-K painting.com. And book a time and day that fits your schedule. No back and forth phone tag. Just click and book.
Sounds too easy.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peek Painting at peekpainting.com.
Email into the studio, Kevin at kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of Speech is brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort. It is the perfect Central Valley staycation in Lemoore. 238-5775-238-KPRL to join us on this Monday edition.
A 3-hour tour with Gilligan, a skipper too, a millionaire and his wife, a movie star, the professor and Marianne, here on
The Morning Exchange. KPRL.
Coming up this afternoon, sound off 12:30 to 1. I will have on the, the director of the Atascadero Zoo, Dr. Cynthia Stringfield. One of the things we'll be talking about is the accreditation that I think many of us probably take for granted and think it's just, well, it's no big deal. It is. And then Suzanne is getting confirmation on her guest. Hopefully we'll know before we go off the air this morning at 9 o'clock. So, there you have that, and just a couple of heads up. Obviously, Thanksgiving Day, no show at all, and we'll have some specials, and then the triple header football, and then Friday, this is unusual, a new thing, that the Raiders will be playing at noon, so no Al this Friday, and Al has a couple of days off during the holidays that we'll keep you abreast of. So the office obviously closed on Thursday, and the office will also be closed on Friday. However, Chris and I will be here on Friday. So make sure you don't oversleep, Chris.
I'm good.
Okay. Just we're in here.
Appreciate the heads up.
Well, you know, that's just it. either slain or whatever the saying was for the post office years ago. I forget what it is. Also, we had an issue this Saturday with the Under the Hood show. And we've had some issues, and it has to do with some kind of a bug that's coming through, not just with our station, but our engineer, he is in charge of many other stations throughout, well, when I mean in charge, he's engineer of many stations up and down the Central Coast, Santa Barbara, and obviously San Luis Obispo County. And somehow this something's got into the system where it just does, it looks like an update, but it shuts down. So we're revamping and going through all the wires and so forth and so on. But the one on Saturday, I received this morning. It came from the network, and it says it has come to our attention that there was a problem with the Westwood One Wagner feed of the Under the Hood show this weekend. Apparently, there was a routing issue where they record and play it back. Well, simply, that didn't work. So, again, in all my years of experience, I've seen this happening more and more. Over the last year or two, I mentioned that the network, Westwood, most of them are the Wagner receivers, and they do this new and improved and upgrade stuff, but the last round they've done with this, this has been not good. Not good. I mean, there's been more problems on air than ever before regarding that. Now, music stations, it doesn't really affect them because they're just playing music, but news talk shows, we're going from show to show, we're getting feeds, they're different channels, et cetera, et cetera. It's a lot more complicated. But
in the past, it's been okay. There was always some issues, but not to the extent that it's happening now. And it's extremely frustrating that it happens. And we are at the mercy of that. But when they changed over these receivers about last year or a year and a half ago, there's been, I'm not going to say nothing but problems, but just a lot of problems. A lot of problems. You even heard last week on one of the games where there was a buzzing sound going through. And we thought, because I called my engineer, I said, Bill, I said, we got an issue, da-da-da-da. And he can remote into our transmitter and even in here. And everything was fine at our end. And then we got a note last Monday from Compass Media. Yeah, well, we were doing some things and we had these problems and we're sorry about it. It is, again, extremely frustrating. It's the word, as I always say every year, I hate football season. I absolutely hate football season. Love the games and stuff, but from the radio standpoint, I hate it. Absolutely hate it. All right. Okay, so those are just a couple little updates for you here on The Right Choice, KPRL. And a little something here. You probably have received in the mail from the 3CE a little pamphlet here. Community is powerful. The city of Atascadero and the county of San Luis are partnering with 3CE and PG&E to improve your electricity service. Remember, you had no choice. You were put in this by your elected officials. Now, beginning January 2025, you will transition to 3CE for cleaner energy generation, while PG&E will continue to deliver your electricity. No action is needed on your part unless you choose to opt out of 3CE service. Now, that is up to you. Now, I have a question. For those in Paso Robles who were put into it, again, through no choice of your own, city council decided for you. Should have remembered that when you were voting, but we sometimes do forget. Have you seen a reduction in your rates? Have you seen a reduction in your rates in the last year or two since Paso Robles has been involved in this? So let us know, either obviously on the phone or through the email at kevin@kprl.com. So you have that going for you. Again, remember, if you want to opt out, I think you have to do this by January 1st, which is, I've looked at this. Okay, it's in the, you need a magnifying glass on the second page about opting out, because you are automatically enrolled in it. There is probably a date here, but as I mentioned, you need a magnifying glass. But I notice that there is no fee to opt out before your 3C service starts or within 60 days after 3C service starts. After that, there will be a one-time administrative fee of $5 for residential and $25 for commercial accounts. Obviously, businesses are loaded. They have so much money that they could pay that. Now, I don't know why it's after that, but I'm looking for a date here on this, on the back page. But I'm just wondering if it was by design on the front page here, where the print is a little easier to read, where it says, no action is needed on your part unless you choose to opt out of 3CE service. I don't know why they wouldn't have put, you know, you have until X date there instead of going through the magnifying glass part of it. But I'm sure it's by design, because another sleazy company trying to hose the customers. All right. Also, last week something came up about processed food. Processed food. And I started thinking about it a little bit over the weekend while I'm eating our, let's just say, weekend meals. And, you know, we tend to have that. But apparently, roughly 60% of American diet is made up of processed foods. This includes soda, fast food, packaged foods, frozen meals, sweets, cereals, and canned soup. These foods offer very little nutrition, but they're also packed with sodium and added sugars, along with artificial flavors, colors, and preservatives. Now, this is getting a little bit more track. It's kind of ironic that it's coming during the holidays. And I just have this little short clip here on how the FDA takes an innocent until proven guilty approach to chemicals in food. And thank you for sending this to us.
Having studied the evolution of corporations, I believe the root cause of how we got here is an unintended consequence of the unchecked and misguided industrialization of agriculture and food. I believe there are two key drivers behind how we got here. First, America has much looser regulatory approach to approving new ingredients and chemicals than comparable developed countries. Europe, for example, uses a guilty until proven innocent standard for the approval of new chemicals, which mandates that if an ingredient might pose a potential health risk, it should be restricted or banned for up to 10 years until it is proven safe. In complete contrast, our FDA uses an innocent until proven guilty approach for new chemicals or ingredients that's known as GRAS, or generally recognized as safe. This recklessly allows new chemicals into our food system until they are proven harmful. Shockingly, U.S. food companies can use their own independent experts to bring forth a new chemical without the approval of the FDA. It is a travesty that the majority of Americans don't even know they are constantly exposed to thousands of untested ingredients that are actually banned or regulated in other countries. To put it bluntly, for the last 50 years, we have been running the largest uncontrolled science experiment ever done on humanity without their consent.
Okay, so I have a question. Chris, I'll start with you.
I'm listening.
Do you ever read the label on food you eat?
Not very often.
Okay, and I'm guessing most people don't, because we don't care. We just want the taste, right?
Well, not just that, but I'd assume that if it's something that's on a store shelf, it probably has gone through some kind of process to be approved and put there, sort of a trust in the system kind of deal.
Okay, which most of us would agree, because, you know, even with such things as dates, you know, that some of these foods have expiration dates for our safety. But on very few occasions will I read a label. Now, recently, in the last X amount of years, the government has mandated that more and more information be put on the packages to let the Americans know what they're eating. This includes, I've never done this, when you go to a restaurant, I think there's, I don't know of all places, but they're supposed to tell you the calories, which I don't care. If I go get a ribeye steak, I really don't care about what the calories are in it, how much calories are in it. I'm going to eat it. So I guess my point is that with the labeling, then isn't it the responsibility of us? We look at the label and say, I don't think this looks good. It has too much sodium. It doesn't have enough protein. There's no calcium in it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But we go ahead and do it anyway. So isn't part of this on us a little bit, that we're making the decision that because we want our cheeseburgers and we want our French fries, and obviously that that goes, it what happens is the diet that we choose, and it's the bad eating habits cost at least $50 billion in health care costs. That's over the course of, not our lifetime, but on a yearly basis. And this is research that has shown that we're getting some more issues within ourselves, including pancreatic issues. And so these diets that we consume, nobody's putting that gun to our head and so forth. That's what's happening. And I came across also, I mentioned about eating habits, the 60% American diet, and also 57% of children, they have, let's just say, not very nutritious diets. So the kids, obviously, so that leads into adulthood in most instances. Hi, good morning.
Good morning from Winter Wonderland in Wyoming.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, there's snow on the ground and it's 9 below.
Well, sounds like paradise.
Sounds to me like Christmas is around the corner and then hopefully summer not far behind.
No, you don't. You'll have snow on the ground till what, March or April, won't you?
Yeah. We will.
Mm-hmm.
But that's, you know, I moved here and I do love snow and I can stay in my house. It's nice and warm. And my electric and gas bill is about a third of what it was in California, so I'm happy.
A third of what it was in California?
Yeah, like last month, my gas and electric bill was a total of $83.
And obviously,
they're on the same bill.
And obviously, as you mentioned, you run the heat a lot.
I have my fireplace. I have very high ceilings, and so naturally it gets chilly in here. So during the day, I run my gas electric fireplace all day. I turn it on when I get up in the morning at 4:30, and then I shut it off when I go lay on my bed to listen to the radio at 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've got my furnace set on 69. So all day my furnace doesn't kick in because the fireplace takes care of it. And it runs periodically during the night, but not like it did in Atascadero.
Okay.
And I cook with electric, and I hate it.
Is that mandated in the state that you have to have all electric, or is that just the house you bought?
Well, everybody I've talked to that has bought a new home, they also have electric stoves. And some of my neighbors have had them changed out to gas. But I've gone into Home Depot to look at their gas stoves, and I don't even see one in there.
Really?
So I don't know. I guess I'd have to go to a larger city if, you know, I would love to have a gas stove.
Well, there must be some a local place, isn't there? Other than
we've got other stores, but ladies that I've talked to have said they don't carry gas stoves either.
Well, that's interesting because I'm wondering if enough people went in to inquire about it, would they be able to get one?
You know, Kevin, I don't know if you can. I don't know how receptive the owners of the stores would be if you came in and, you know, talked to them about it.
Well, I mean,
don't know. I haven't done it because I don't like to go downtown.
Well,
so
but what, the only
place I've gone is Home Depot because it's half a mile from my house.
Well, but I mean, what would it take to just go into, you know, whatever the store is, you know, Mr. Smith's, you know, appliance store and say, hey, Mr. Smith, I said, is there any way you can get me a gas stove? I mean, what's he's not going to get insulted.
You never know. You never know.
Well, if he gets snooty, then you don't go. But I don't. I'm not trying to get an argument with you, but it doesn't hurt to ask.
No, it doesn't. And as soon as the weather turns a little bit and gets a little bit warmer, I'll check it out. Cause I need to buy myself a Christmas present, and boy, that would be a good one.
Yeah, it would be, because I know that most people, I shouldn't say that, that a lot of people don't like cooking on an electric.
I don't. I used to make, in Atascadero, I used to make chicken and dumpling soup, and I have tried it here so many times, and it's failed every single time. And I called the home economist, and she's, what kind of stove you got? And I said, electric. And she said, you got to cook different on them.
Well, that's what I've heard. And I know in California, when the push was going for all electric, that many chefs were outraged about it because they don't like cooking on electric either.
No, no. And they're nasty to clean. I hate cleaning it.
Well, you might want
to... Anyway, I called to say happy Thanksgiving to everybody and hope everybody is well and doing good and going to eat lots of turkey or chicken or something.
You know, like a 2,000-calorie meal.
Yeah. 2,000 calories and 30 pounds.
Yeah, there you go. All right, Carol, well, we got another call, but you have a happy Thanksgiving and stay warm.
I will. And listen, if I can't get through before Christmas, Merry Christmas to everybody.
All right, same to you, Carol.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Hi, good morning.
Oh, good morning. You know, I was, in the last couple of years, investigating alternatives to gas, well, especially electric, because I'm just like both of you, I don't care for electric cooking at all. But the new innovation of induction cooking, which does mean you have to have some magnetic type of cookware, so there's a little bit of an investment with your pots and pans and such. But that's essentially the same as cooking with gas, if not better, and way more efficient. It's approximately probably one-fifth, maybe, or even more than that, of per hour to cook with induction cooking. It's like 12 cents an hour on one burner.
Okay, I have
a... It works just the same as gas. I mean, immediately it'll change temperatures, and the adjustment rate is now. It's not like you have to time it perfectly with like you do with electric.
Okay, so I have a stupid question. Does the one you're talking about require a special oven?
No, I don't. You know what? I didn't investigate ovens, to be perfectly honest with you, and Frank. I don't use ovens much, but for the top burners, whether you get a... And different stores carry them, and you can get them online too, but the top and the oven itself, the insert, permanent, are available. I don't know what the ovens work like, but the tops is what I've used, and they're, you can get them portable, you can get them countertop in any way, but they're just really efficient. So, and I didn't know anything about those, but they're and I'm really bad on new technology, but they're really good.
You know what's good too, food from an air fryer.
Those are really good. I just got one of those a month ago, and man, you cannot believe the difference in everything. You're right. You're absolutely right. And air fryers, my sister is the one that encouraged me to try one, and they're good.
Yeah, my wife got one a couple of years ago, and I absolutely love, especially when she puts the chicken with this special whatever it is on it. And it, every time, man, it just comes out perfect.
Yeah, and you think it's just a lot of it is just like being with, depending on your ingredients, home-cooked fried chicken. There's no issues with grease or any of that.
No, it is delicious. Well, sir,
induction cooking is a good thing to investigate because it's reasonable, and it's maybe sometimes the initial outlay is not as reasonable in a permanent setting, but with the cooktop, tabletops are really, really, mm-hmm. really well worth it.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for that. We're out of time, and I'm hungry.
Thank you, sir.
All right, bye. We're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage and Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. The County Clerk Recorder's Office released its latest unprocessed ballot report and election results on Saturday. None of the races for Paso Robles, Atascadero, and Templeton School District or City Council have seen significant changes. The next unprocessed ballot report will be provided on Wednesday, November 27th by 5 p.m. A reminder that there is no Atascadero City Council meeting scheduled for this week. There's only one remaining meeting for the Atascadero City Council this year on December 10th. Additionally, there is no Paso Robles School Board meeting scheduled for tomorrow night. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds today with some rain, highs in the upper 50s. It's 48 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Gussman. At least one person is dead after a DHL cargo plane crashed and skidded into a home on approach to an airport in Lithuania's capital.
12 people were reportedly inside the home the plane crashed into. All were able to get out safely, and the flight tracking data shows the Boeing 737 was flying from Germany. Investigators are now working to try and figure out what caused the crash.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer with Choice's name for President-elect Donald Trump's cabinet positions. Next comes the confirmation. Here's Fox's Brian Yunis.
Republican Senators Ron Johnson and Eric Schmidt are expressing confidence that these cabinet picks will make it through the Senate controlled by Republicans with 53 seats, even the more controversial pick.
And the Israeli prime minister says Hezbollah ceasefire deal could come within days to end the fighting. America's listening to Fox News.
We see you sitting there, daydreaming about an escape, a place where infinite horizons mean more freedom. Well, we're going big this December at Chumash Casino Resort, giving away over $600,000 in cash and prizes. That'll jingle your bells. Everything you need to find yourself elsewhere. Drawings every Sunday. And hey, welcome to freedom. Ho, ho, ho. Must be present to win. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
9 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice. KPRL Sports is brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
NFL Week 12 on Sunday. The Chiefs blew an 11-point lead in the fourth quarter, but squeaked past the Panthers 30-27 to improve to 10-1 on the season. Spencer Schrader, kicking for the injured Harrison Butker, booted his third field goal of the day as time ran out. Patrick Mahomes had 3 TD passes. Coach Andy Reid.
It ended up as a heck of a game there, but there were some good things. There were some good things we could take out of this. Pat had a big day, and then the big scramble at the end.
The Vikings surrendered a 14-point lead in the fourth before tripping the Bears 30-27 in overtime. John Parker Romo kicked the game winner. Cowboys won a wild one over the Commanders 34-26. Dallas returned 2 kicks for touchdowns in the final 3 minutes. The latter an onside kick after Washington had missed the game-tying extra point. Titans stopped the Texans 32-27. Will Levis hit Chig Okonkwo for the go-ahead 70-yard catch-and-run TD in the fourth quarter. Tua Tagovailoa threw 4 touchdown passes as the Dolphins rolled over the Patriots. Saquon Barkley had TD runs of 70 and 72 yards as the Eagles ran over the Rams Sunday night. Packers took advantage of Brock Purdy's absence in a rout of the 49ers. Josh Jacobs ran for 3 scores, and the Buccaneers battered Tommy DeVito and the Giants. Lions crushed the Colts. Detroit is 10-1. Coach Dan Campbell.
I would highlight our defense first. I mean, there again, this is, you know, whatever it is, 10 quarters without allowing a touchdown. We talk about all the time, limiting points, play physical style, shut down the run. We were able to do that.
The Broncos rallied past the Raiders, and the Seahawks stymied the Cardinals. Monday night, it's the Ravens at the Chargers. NBA, the Cavaliers ripped the Raptors 122-108. They improved to 17-1 and a perfect 10-0 at home. Celtics trimmed the Timberwolves for their 5th straight win. Clippers sailed past the 76ers for their 5th in a row. Pacers whipped the Wizards. Washington has lost its last 11 games. The Heat held off the Mavericks in overtime, and the Nets nipped the Kings. One game in the NHL, the Maple Leafs shaded Utah, and the new college football playoff poll comes out tomorrow night. That's Monday Sports.
Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th and Riverside.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance. Rain today, and winds kicking up to 20 miles per hour at times. Highs in the upper 50s, more rain tonight. Overnight lows in the mid-40s, and then that rain overnight, and let's just say about a 50% chance for your Tuesday. Highs for Tuesday again in the upper 50s as we head out to Wednesday. Partly cloudy, low 60s. Mostly cloudy Thanksgiving, low 60s. Low 60s Friday, upper 60s Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Today's UV index will be 3, up and down, 6:50 a.m., 4:52 p.m., we are at 48 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Kevin Hunt, 105 South Main Street in Templeton.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
World Famous Pet Alert brought to you by Uncle Ed's Outfitters. And tomorrow we'll be giving away the gift certificate for the 3-month indoor archery. So if you'd like to get on maybe a chance to win it, just start email kevin@kprl.com for the big package for Uncle Ed's. And we'll let you know who wins tomorrow after 9 o'clock. All right, as we check in to see what's happening out there in the highways and byways to get them home safe and sound, nobody let the dogs out because the dogs and cats didn't want to go out because they know the weather was going to turn to All right, so it is the time for Chris here this morning. All right, Mr. Garcia, I need this animal-related saying.
All right, I've been studying. Not really.
I was going to say. Trying to get information out of someone without being fully aware of what you're looking for. Trying to get information out of someone without being fully aware of what you're looking for.
You know, I'm not too sure.
Well, here's another one of my useless hints. I don't know if I have the name of this place correct, because I don't do this myself. Well, matter of fact, only twice in my life. Pro Bass Shop.
Pro Bass Shop?
Mm-hmm. Trying to get information out of someone without being fully aware of what you're looking for.
You know, now I suspect it's got something to do with fishing, but I can't put my foot down on what kind of animal it is, actually, so I'm giving up.
Well, that means you're on a fishing expedition. You're on a fishing expedition. So there you go. You got kind of close, so with guessing the fish from that absolutely marvelous hint that I gave. All right, World Famous Pet Alert brought to you by Uncle Ed's. Again, kevin@kprl.com will be giving away the 3-month indoor archery membership package, so get ready for that. Trivia at 4 minutes away from 7 is brought to you by Joe's Place, Paso Robles in Templeton. You got some folks coming in for the holidays. Well, they're open every single day. Okay, contest rules do apply. They are on file. This may be pretty easy. What is the average poundage for turkey that Americans do for Thanksgiving? The average turkey, how much does it weigh for Thanksgiving dinner? 238-5775, 238-KPRL. What do you think the bird, the average? Now, I know that some will say, well, it depends on how many people you're having. I know that, but we're just going by the average here in the United States of America. So what do you think the average-sized bird is that people purchase for Thanksgiving? 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Hi, good morning. Well, that's not going to work. Chris, you like... Oh. Good guess. Now, should we be exact with this one, though?
I would say plus or minus 2 pounds.
Okay. All right, good morning.
I would say 18 pounds.
Well, since Chris designated that within 2 pounds, we'll say that you're correct because it's 16 pounds.
I'll be dang.
Well, you'll be danged, and will you be making a turkey?
We'll have more leftovers.
More leftovers. So you already have your bird, huh?
Yep.
How many pounds is it?
Well, I cheated this year because we're going to 2 parties. They're cooking it, and I am keeping a bird at home, just the breast. It's absolutely beautiful.
Yes, they are. okay, well done. May I have your name, please?
Mary Dwight.
Mary
Dwight.
Mary Dwight. All right, Mary. Well, you enjoy the turkey, and you have a very happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye. Bye. Chris, you like turkey?
On Thanksgiving, yeah. Most other times of the year, unless it's in a sandwich, not really.
I'm the same. I don't, in a sandwich, yes, but I do like the turkey soup, though.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Armada Drive. The 40th annual Thanksgiving dinner in Paso Robles is coming up on the 28th at Centennial Park. From 12 to 2 p.m., this event will offer a free Thanksgiving meal to dine in or to go for individuals or families. You can visit thanksgivingcarpaso.com to volunteer or donate. CHP released a statement on Friday regarding a traffic collision that took place late last week, where a vehicle towing a horse trailer attempted to cross the US 101 Walsona Road intersection when another vehicle crashed into the horse trailer. Both parties sustained minor injuries, and one of the horses in the trailer was also injured. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy today with some rain, highs in the upper 50s. It's 48 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
According to Food Network, you should plan for 1.5 pounds per guest. That means a 20-pound turkey will feed about 13 people. So there you have it. And don't put out of the get rid of the cranberry and the sweet potato. Don't even put that stuff on the table. It's disgusting. All right, two more to go this hour, brought to you by Clear Choice Property Management, locally owned and operated.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.